Listen and Live Audio presents The Tavern on Maple Street by Sharon Owens, read by Caroline Winterson. Chapter 1. The Tavern. The original name of the tavern on Maple Street had been lost to memory for many years. It was simply called Beaumont's Tavern. The owners were Jack Beaumont and his hauntingly beautiful wife, Lily, and they had lived there happily for nearly 20 years. The tavern was situated right in the heart of the city of Belfast, down at the end of a narrow, cobbled alley off Royal Avenue. This particular alley was closed to traffic because it was a dead end and there was not enough room to turn even a small car around. The buildings on either side were four stories high, and all the windows were caked in speckled black and grey dust. But that didn't matter, because they were only the sides of big department stores anyway. Nothing much for the shoppers to see except the backs of clothes rails within and rows of large metal bins without. There were no trees of any kind on Maple Street. It was far too dark and shadowy for anything but weeds to have a chance of growing. Few people ever paused to wonder why a street could be named after a maple tree when there were none at all in evidence, and if they did wonder, they declared it a mystery. The tavern was a small bar by city centre standards. It was long and rectangular in shape, with a row of eight mahogany booths down the right-hand side, the bar counter all along the left, and a cluster of small round tables and chairs in the middle. The low ceilings and broad wooden beams overhead suggested that the bar had been built at least